Hello, it's your educational iconoclast, Ben Torrey, back with you again this evening. I would like to think that I have been shaking the foundations of our educational system and fundamental assumptions about it over the past 3 weeks, but I probably haven't. I am afraid that my one small voice won't make a lot of difference. Still, I pray frequently and want to work for an educational system that is the best that can be provided for our young people. A system that does not crush their God-given desire to learn and that leads them into the joyful path of discovery and success in life in God. I know that I am not the only one who has these concerns. I have worked with many people over the years to develop educational systems and schools to give young people the best educations they can get. I know others who continue to work diligently for these things. Many years ago, I worked closely with a small group of men and women to pioneer a school in the U.S. I would like to read you the statement of that school's philosophy of education. If you have been listening to my comments on a regular basis, you will find much of it familiar. Philosophy of Christian Education, The King School, Bolton, Connecticut. The King School adheres to the following philosophy of Christian education. Education is the training and development of a person in the knowledge of truth. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way and the truth and the light," John 14:6. And also, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," John 8:32. No education is true education if it is not firmly established on the one who is truth, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. No education is true education if it does not lead to a greater knowledge of Jesus Christ, His creation, His law, and His ways. God created and sustains all things through His Son, Jesus Christ. All creation is to serve and glorify Him. Man, created in God's image, radically different from all other created orders, is endowed with a unique capacity to know God personally and to respond to Him voluntarily. Because man in his fallen nature and by his own choice is a sinner, he cannot fulfill God's purpose, know Him, or honor Him. To fulfill His ultimate purpose, man must be born again, yielding to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and receiving His salvation from sin. The process of education is the means whereby the Holy Spirit brings the student into a deeper knowledge of and fellowship with God, that he might become mighty in spirit, with a mind trained to reason and seek out truth in all things, growing into the stature of Christ. This process is to prepare the student to fulfill God's whole purpose for his life. The foundation of this education can be none other than the Word of God, recorded in Holy Scripture and revealed by the Word made flesh. Each student is taught from the Bible and is taught the Bible. He is taught to study and to digest it. All other courses are taught from this biblical foundation. Through the examination and study of Scripture, each student learns of his own true nature in relation to God and God's creation. He also learns fundamental truths about God's creation. This education is to enable the student to relate to God as a whole person, spiritually, intellectually, physically, and socially. He is taught to see all truth as God's truth, to integrate it with and interpret it by God's Word. He is built up as an individual with his own unique abilities and personality, learning to live and work with others in the home, in the church, and as a servant of God in secular society. In the school, he is taught by teachers who are themselves dedicated to serving God and to being His instruments in this holy work. That was the basic philosophy on which we sought to build the King School. As with all human efforts, we were constantly faced with our own shortcomings and absolute need for God. It was a great process of learning and discovery for us who were the founders, teachers, administrators, and principals of the school. Even though I am not there any longer since moving to Korea, those who are faithfully continuing on are also continuing to learn. The school came to be especially known for the way the teachers loved, cared for, and prayed for the students. Through this learning and loving process, many students found not only new knowledge, but healing and help in overcoming other problems in their lives. When I started my present work in Korea some 4 years ago, I did not think that I would be heavily involved in education again, but the Lord has seen fit to call me into this arena once more. My wife and I are here in Korea to prepare for the opening of North Korea. Our burden is that when North Korea opens, there will be thousands who want to rush in and share the gospel with their brothers and sisters in the North. However, if they are not properly prepared with a deep understanding of the thought, culture, history, and lives of those in the North, their efforts to share about Jesus and His love are in great danger of failing. To this end, we bring together researchers and experts on North Korea so that they can share their knowledge with those who hope one day to go into North Korea. Well, who are the ones who will most likely be dealing with their northern compatriots? Today's young people, of course. God has given us a burden for education that embodies everything that I have been talking about for the past 4 weeks, and that has a special emphasis on preparing our young people to take their places as leaders in a newly united Korea. We want to lead them into a process of discovery about all of God's creation and about all the nations of the world, with a particular focus on the nation of both North and South Korea, the culture, history, philosophies, hopes, and dreams of their own people. To this end, we have begun the process of establishing the Jesus Abbey Global School in Taebaek at the Three Seas Ranch where we live, a beautiful location to learn all about God's creation and to nurture the imagination on all the possibilities. God created us with imaginations so that we can envision what He is doing and will do. How often are our imaginations smothered in the concrete walls of the city and under the oppressive load of memorization and long hours over the books? Let's develop an education that feeds the imagination and sets it free to envision all that God can do, is doing, and wants to do. Good night.